This is the Arab Daily News Podcast, www.thearabdailynews.com.
This is Ray Hanania, and I'm talking to a guest who is living in Israel right now. We're doing it by telephone. His name is Ghassan Munayer. Ghassan, welcome to the Arab Daily News Radio Podcast.
Hello.
I saw this week that the Israeli police came to your house, and I don't know if they arrested you or just detained you, because they read something on your Facebook page that they got
they
upset
did not
about.
Came to you.
Yeah, what, tell us what happened. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, they did not come to my house. They called me, and they asked me to come to the police station.
Okay.
Without telling me why or what's the reason. And I went there, as they asked, and I waited, and no one is talking to me. And every time I asked a police what's going on, he went inside and he went outside, telling me, "Oh, it's very sensitive. It's very sensitive." And after 1 hour and 40 minutes, when I tried threatening that I'm gonna leave, they asked me in for investigation, and they say that I'm suspected and threatening. And I asked, threatening who? And they said, "Well, we cannot tell you."
What? They wouldn't. Okay.
Yeah. So I said,
"Wow."
So what do you want me to say? What? How? You want me, on what you want me to answer? And then the investigator showed me printed Facebook what page, and it was my post from Facebook.
And what did the post say?
The post shows the post is a share of this priest Nadav, from priest Nadav's Facebook.
Right.
I shared three pictures that he put and he posted on his Facebook, showing off of, you know, like a meeting with the Ministry of Finance during or
he had a meeting. He met with some of the Israeli
he had a meeting, but it's like a chain of meeting that he's doing, and he takes care of, you know, taking pictures of all these meetings
and then he
publishing it through Facebook, because his agenda, you know, to serve his agenda.
Right.
And his agenda is to push or to encourage Palestinian Christian living in Israel to serve in the Israeli army.
Right. So, and that's the priest
Gabriel.
I
shared his post, and I wrote a comment on top of it, and I said literally, because of freedom of speech and transparency, these are the people who are trying to enlist your kids to the Israeli army in order to fight your own people. Remember, that's it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound threatening. It sounds like you just expressed your opinion. Doesn't Israel allow...
It's not an opinion. It's his opinion. He is working.
Yeah, no.
Pushing.
Don't you have the right, though, in Israel? You know, the Israelis make such a big deal to say, oh, the Arabs in Israel have more freedoms than the Arab world, and they can do and say whatever they want.
Yeah, we do have more rights than most of the Arabs.
Right.
But you don't compare yourself to a worse places.
Right.
You want a human being, a normal human being, usually compare himself to a better place.
Right.
Not to Africa or to Saudi Arabia or to ignorant place. I don't know.
Right. So
usually we want to compare ourselves to better places. And in Israel, there is democracy.
Right, but it
is not for us.
Right,
but not for us.
And for me, as an American, I would say, you know, that Israel isn't as free as America. That I have free speech. If I posted something like that, nobody would say anything.
Yeah, I'm just, if I was a Jew, no one would talk to me.
In Israel, right. If you were Jewish in Israel, nobody in Israel would bother you. But because you're, and by the way, are you Christian, Muslim, or does it matter?
I'm a Christian.
You are. So here you are, the very people that the Israelis are trying to say have more rights, you know, that you, they're trying to reach out to the Christian community, and they call you into the police station. You go to the police station. They, did they harass you, or they just kept you there? Did I heard that they took things from you.
Yeah. They investigated me for 20 minutes, and I was kept in the station for 6 hours.
So they kept you waiting for 6 hours to do a 20-minute? Would they do this to
anybody? 20 minutes of, excuse me to say, the dumb interview.
I'm sorry for laughing.
On this specific post. And when I said, yes, it is my post, and I did not erase it, you can go to my Facebook page and you can see it. It's mine. I did not threaten anyone. It's a freedom of speech that you like to show off in the whole world that you are democracy and you are a Western country. So, well, deal with it. I did not threaten anyone. I just expressed my opinion. If I broke the law, press charges and let's go to court and let the judge decide. And the investigator looked at me and she said, this case doesn't even reach a judge.
So what was the purpose of bringing
you in? Said, why I'm here?
Yeah. What did she say?
Nothing. But when you don't say anything,
you know,
it says something.
Yes, it does.
We want to harass you.
Yes.
We want to threaten you. We want to make you afraid not to do this action again.
That's really a
shame. Don't criticize this priest again. Why? Because this priest is doing a holy action.
Right.
And what is the holy action? Is the spread and divide?
Yes, they want to divide. They want to divide and conquer. They want to divide the Christians.
Divide and conquer between the Christian and the Muslim.
Right.
Palestinian who lived in Israel.
And let me ask you a question, if I can, because this whole concept, you know, here in the United States, you know, I'm constantly confronted by people who are pro-Israeli and say, oh, you know, we do more for the Palestinians, we do more than the Arab country, and I agree with you. That's a bad comparison. The Arab countries don't say they're democratic. Israel is the only one that says they're democratic in the Middle East. So that is not a fair comparison. But I always say, but they treat even the Israeli citizens who are non-Jewish are treated differently than the citizens who are Jewish. Is that true?
Definitely.
Or am I? It is
definitely
correct.
In Israel, there is two laws and two systems. A system and a law for Arabs, and a whole complete system and laws that deals with Jews. And the laws and the systems that deal with Jews are more democratic, more open, and with a lot of forgiveness. While the same, let's say, crime an Arab does, the
right.
same situation, the same, everything is the same, according to the statistics in Israel, the Arab gets 35% more punishment. So it's two systems, that one is to show off that it appears like to be a democratic. We are democratic.
Right.
We are the only democracy in the Middle East.
Right.
We are the only democracy in the Middle East. Why, for us, it's not a real democracy. We are living on the crumbs of democracy.
Wow.
That, you understand me?
Yes.
What does mean crumbs?
Yeah.
Yeah. They give us democracy in order to show off and to tell the world, here, we treat them good.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Our situation, like socio-economic situation, maybe is better than other Arab countries.
Do they?
Maybe I can speak up more free than other Arab countries, yes.
But not as free as Israeli who is
but
Jewish.
Exactly. Not as free as Jewish. And in the same time, and during the last 67 years of the existence of Israel, a whole complete system is working on breaking our knowledge, our unity, our identity, to shatter this.
To break your spirit.
To break our spirit, exactly.
Yeah.
They want us to change our history and to learn their history.
Didn't
now they want us to go to the army to fight who? Who can I fight in the army?
Yeah.
My cousin lives in Ramallah. So just imagine that I'm standing, or my kid, standing in the blockage,
yeah,
border, and he is arresting or searching my cousin or his cousin,
and
or his father, because we all go to Ramallah,
and oftentimes
or to Nablus or to Hebron. So just imagine this crazy idea of making us fighting our brothers for their sake.
That's what the Druze
is doing.
And I also, there are many laws, I understand, that the Israelis have passed that target things that Palestinians might do. Like, there's a law I heard that you can't celebrate or commemorate the Nakba. You're not allowed to
exactly.
acknowledge
exactly.
it.
Exactly. If a school principal, for example,
mm-hmm.
is talking about this, he will be expelled. If a teacher will lecture or talk about in Nakba, he will be fired.
Years ago, when I was younger, I met the mayor of Nazareth, Tawfiq Zayad, when I had to be like in the 1970s.
Yes.
And I interviewed him when I was very young as a journalist. I just started out. And he told me that discrimination against Christians and Muslims in Israel, the Israeli citizens who were Christian and Muslim, was policy, practice, and reality. Is it still
exactly.
that bad today?
It is still.
Is it worse or?
No. I will tell you. No, it's the same, with different faces and different ways of doing it. But lately, the Jewish extremist parties that are making the coalition,
right.
or building the coalition, part of the coalition, are trying to pass a law that is. No, not discriminate. It's the opposite of discrimination. To give more rights,
right.
specifically to the Christians.
Just to the Christians,
the
right.
Arab.
Is that a strategy to divide, you think, the
exactly,
Arabs?
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
Why would they
you
just
want
give...
to give us more rights?
Yeah.
Why not to give all of us
yeah.
rights?
Why not to the Muslims, too? Why not give rights to everybody?
Because
let me ask
it's
you,
a
why...
Package. It's a package deal.
Yeah.
It's a package of actions that they are trying to implement in the same time that has one purpose, to try to divide and conquer and not to leave us or to make or that we won't be unite anymore or,
right.
or more.
And why would, if Israel says that everybody's equal in Israel, Christian, Muslims, and Jew, why do they then have to give you rights then that you don't have already unless they're already discriminating. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's a good question. Because the rights that they are talking about
should be yours already.
Yeah, right? but when you look, when you dig and you try to understand what laws they are talking about, nothing.
Yeah,
it's like, it's nothing.
It's not really a right. They want to put you in a situation.
It's not really a right, but yeah. It's good for propaganda, for a negative propaganda.
Like serving in the Israeli military.
They were talking about to add two more Christian members in the building and engineering committee of the Arab districts.
Oh, so that's ridiculous. Yeah, that is nothing. Do you have the freedom to build a house the way any other Jewish Israeli does, any place in Israel or not?
There is a law. I cannot tell you that Arabs are not getting permission or licenses to build houses. They do. But the problem is very dramatic in the mixed cities. It means Lod, Ramle, Jaffa, Haifa, and Akko. The Arabs are facing a very dramatic problem, a very big problem, a housing problem. They are not allowed to build. They are not allowed, even they don't sell them houses, new apartments in new neighborhoods. And I tried with my wife to buy a house twice. And they said, what's your name? Oh, yeah, we have houses. And then they reached the question, what's your name? And I said, Rassan Munayer. And they said, they asked me, where did you serve in the army? And I said, what is this question has to do with buying a house?
Right.
And he said, no, excuse me. This project is particularly for people who serve the army.
So in the United States, in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, if you were black, they said, yeah. Oh, you have equal rights, but in reality, you had no rights. You couldn't move into neighborhoods. You couldn't buy houses.
No.
Is there a civil rights movement in Israel for the Christians
we
or
do
the Muslims?
It's not like the blacks in the States. We do have rights. For example, if you are, if you think that you are right and someone is discriminating you and you fight, you can find some committees or some organization that can help you, like the organization that helped me this time. His name is Adala.
Right.
And they helped me. They are well-known. They are good.
Right. Adala is a good organization.
They are experienced. And they know how to behave. And they did it very nice. And even if you don't go to these organizations, if you go to court, if you hire a lawyer and you sue, in some cases, in a lot of cases, you can get justice.
Right.
But you get it after a lot of...
A big hassle, a lot of problems.
Struggle.
Yeah.
While the Jew even doesn't have to face it. Or to do anything to get it.
So life is easier for them, and it's made harder for Christians and Muslims.
Exactly. I'll give you an example from our city. In our city, there is 1,900 Arab houses that are not licensed. They have no license. And when you go and you check, why did you let this number of houses to be built without a license? Where were you years ago when they built these houses or extra rooms on new roofs? Where were you as a municipality? Why you did not stop them then? They made or they let the Arab invest their money to build illegally, and they don't talk to them to they don't talk to them, they don't stop them. And when the Arab finishes and invests his all money, you know, that his, you know, the only money that he has, and after years, they come and they say, well, your house is illegal.
So you think...
And that's why you are not hooked to the, to electricity. That's why you don't have a water, running water. And everything that an Arab want to can get is like a pirate.
So they kind of...
Getting water.
They allow you to do it knowing that you're going to be punished later. You spend your money, you invest your time... And
not, not just not punished. When you go and ask a mixed city mayor, why the Arab neighborhoods are neglected?
What is he
they
saying?
They say, well, most of them doesn't pay housing house taxes. And you say, why? Because most of them doesn't have license for the for their houses. So. Who let them build this amount or this number of houses without license? You. It means they did not enforce the rule.
Right.
You did not enforce the law. You let them build, and you did not even invest in new neighborhoods so they can buy houses to buy. You don't let... You don't let them buy in your in other neighborhoods, in new neighborhoods, and then when they so when they can go to live in the air, live in the sky, and when you let them, you don't enforce the law, and you let them buy illegally, so it's easy for you to say to not give them the right of cleaning the streets, asphalt, sidewalks, electricity, running water. Do you know that there is like maybe 700 houses in my city that doesn't have electricity?
You think the Israelis...
They are stealing electricity or buying electricity from neighbors.
Do you think the Israelis do that on purpose?
Just
intentionally.
Exactly.
So that way it makes it easier to deny
you. Yeah, but the
you.
Problem is more dramatic in the West Bank.
Yeah, no, no. I know the West Bank is tougher even than in Israel. We're talking with Hassan Munayer. He lives in Israel. He's an Israeli citizen. And he posted, he shared a photo that was published by a Christian priest who has been pushing to support Israel, Gabriel Nadav, and he made a comment on his Facebook page saying that that this what this is doing is representing, you know, an effort to divide and conquer our community, basically. And he was called into the Israeli police station. He went in, didn't give him any trouble. Did they, by the way, did they take your computers, as it was reported, to go through your private computers?
Yes.
Did
they
you get
made
them
a
back?
Trick. They, you know, it was my first time in a police station.
Wow.
I'm a good citizen. So after that day, threatened me of arresting me and taking me to other city for a judge and, you know, and I said, okay, well, a judge is good.
Yeah.
And they saw that I'm not afraid. So the police station asked him, told me that there is another way of doing this. And I said, yes, well, speak up. And he said, if you will give us your computer. And I said, what, why you want my computer? Facebook is online. I can get in it
anything.
From my neighbor's computer.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, let us do our job. Give us without the need of a judge or a supreme subpoena, you say?
Yeah, a subpoena, correct.
A subpoena. Just give us your computer and your iPad, and you are free to go. And I said, when I can get it? He said, on Sunday or Monday. We are talking about Friday. It means 2 days, and that's it. You know, I said, I agreed. I said, you know, it's...
You didn't do anything. Yeah, why not? Okay, fine.
And he said, do you have something to hide? I said, no, I don't. He said, no problem. When I went home with two police officers with me, and I brought the iPad and the computer, and I said, well, here is my iPad and my computer, Now, see you, bye-bye. And they said, no, we decided to arrest you, a home arrest for 5 days.
So they put you...
Yeah, I said, but it's not what you promised. We just talked about it half an hour ago.
But they didn't expect you to do that, I bet.
Yeah, and where is the officer, or where is the... Yeah, where is the officer? They said, no, well, he's not here anymore. And you are arrested, and we will take also your telephone.
So they lied.
So I refused to sign any paper that gives them the right to open it and dig in it and get anything out of it.
Now, did they put you in house arrest for 5 days?
Yes.
And is it over yet, or it's done, right?
It's over. It was over yesterday.
Yesterday, which...
The funniest thing is that when they gave me the home arrest paper, they said, you are not allowed to contact these people for 10 days. And I said, nice. Who is these people? And they said, well, we can't tell.
Who?
We can't say.
They said, you can't connect with people, reach out to people, but didn't say who.
They asked me, yes, don't contact the people involved for 10 days. And I said, okay, yes, okay. Who is the people involved? So I won't contact them. I can't tell, she told me.
Is this like a comedy or it's a tragedy? This is so sad. Hassan, I feel terrible because many Arabs don't, Palestinians, many Americans don't understand what you have to go through. It sounds simple because you weren't hurt. But to live like that with that
because
type
we
of...
We are a minority.
Yeah, like intimidated and discriminated, they think, oh, hey, that's nothing, you know. But it is. It's horrible.
It's not nothing. It's not nothing.
It's terrible.
The discrimination, you can find it in every aspect in our life.
I wish that
in every corner.
I wish we could get more... Palestinians to speak out so that Americans could understand, you know, what's really happening there.
Hassan, the Palestinians here in Israel are afraid, mostly.
Yeah.
Are afraid because of the police, because of the our security forces. You know, they are afraid, they are intimidated. So they want to stay on the safe side. And when you work as a system, as a country system, the whole time to make them believe that their lives is much, much better than if they were under Arab regime. So some people believe it, and they just keep quiet, you know. They don't do anything.
I didn't want to take the quotes and story that was published in the Israeli media. I wanted to talk to you directly because sometimes I think the Israeli media plays things down or makes it look like, oh, it's a big misunderstanding. But a lot of the facts, no one reported them the way you described them. I don't think people were accurate.
Now, so you heard it from first hand.
Yeah. Hassan, listen, thank you again for taking the time to talk to us. I really do
appreciate
it. All right? Yeah. We'll talk again. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.
This has been the Arab Daily News Podcast, www.thearabdailynews.com.